Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Kuf Tes Vav, Zvachim 115b, pagination is 230. We'll start in the wide lines, 5 and 6 lines in, on the topic of the death of Nadav and Avihu at the time of the Mishkan's inauguration, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we have a lot to contemplate on this topic, including, as our Gemara explains, that there was information given to Moshe before it occurred that there's some event. It seems that they understood it was a tragedy that someone was going to die as a result of this great celebration, and that the one or ones who are going to die are great people. The Pasuk says, Hu asher diber Hashem lemar, this is what Hashem had said, Bikrovai ekodesh, through those close to me, I will be sanctified. And it just seems so unusual that it should be understood beforehand that some great person or persons are going to die, and they're considered Bikrovai, those close to me. Ekodesh, I'll be sanctified. What's the point? What's going on underneath the surface here? So one approach is that it was known that in Hashem's openness and generosity of relationship and the revelation, someone would overstep their bounds. And that even as Hashem is very open in the relationship and reveals so much, there still needs to be reverence. This event with Nadav and Avihu occurred on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the conclusion of that first year in the desert. To do the quick chronology, they're leaving Mitzrayim on Pesach. 7 weeks later, they have the revelation at Sinai, which we'll discuss in a moment again, that's Shavuos. Moshe broke the Luchos, Shavasa Batamos, went up for 40 days for initial atonement, and then 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur to receive the second Luchos. And then, Salachti Kidvorecho, Hashem said, I forgive, was given together with a directive to build a Mishkan. The Mishkan, we're told, was technically ready Hanukkah time, but Hashem directed them to wait until the time of Nisan to actually inaugurate it. And it's on that inauguration day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which followed a week of preparation, but on that inauguration day, Nadav and Avihu died. So going back to the Shavuos time, the time of the revelation at Sinai, so that is recounted in part at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, where we find a pasuk telling us that Nadav and Avihu and the Zakenim were invited to come with Moshe closer. And the pasuk says, "Ve'latzile b'nei Yisrael lo sholach yado." Hashem did not strike out and punish those great people. Vayechazu es elokim, even though they saw Hashem, vayochlu vayishtu, as if they were eating and drinking, apparently too casual or going too far in their benefiting from this spiritual experience. Rashi tells us that they were invited to come close. They apparently looked too much. And by rights, Hashem could have stricken them then. But Hashem didn't want to interfere in Maimed Har Sinai in the revelation and giving of the Torah. And therefore, this waited Nadav and Avihu until inauguration day of the Mishkan, where again there was a revelation, an openness of relationship, and they overstepped their bounds, and the Zakenim at a different occasion, Rashi mentions. This would seem to be similar to the concept of Nichnasu Lepardes, people who are very great, and they enter into Hashem's garden, so to speak, and they go too far. Even as a person is in the inner sanctum, there's a certain amount you don't steer. There's a certain amount that's limited. And apparently, in the greatness is this risk. And that's presumably what it means, Bikrovaya Kodesh, with those close to me. They'll become so galvanized in the experience to come close to Hashem that they overstep their bounds, and that's Nadav and Avihu bringing the Ketores without being told to do so. On the next line, the Gemara explains this, V'no'adadi shama levnei Yisrael v'nikdash b'chvodi. I will present myself to the Bnei Yisrael in the Mishkan, and I will be sanctified in honor. Al tikri b'mechub b'chvodi, not in my honor, ela b'mechubadai, with those in whom we have an honorable relationship, they're great people. Davar is Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Hashem said this concept to Moshe, but it was very enigmatic. V'lo yadu, and he didn't understand exactly what was being said at Shemesu b'nei Aaron until Nadav and Avihu, the children of Aaron, died. Kevin Shemesu b'nei Aaron, once they died, Amar lo, Moshe told Aaron, Aaron achi, my brother Aaron, lo mesu b'necho elo lahakdish Moshe l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. It sanctifies Hashem's name. They did something great, even as they're being punished, but they're being punished in a realm of absolute greatness. Kevin sheyada Aaron shabanav yedu'ei makom hein. Once Aaron realized that his children were being designated as those described as being very close to Hashem, shosak, he was quiet, v'kibos schar, and he received reward. Shenema, that's the pasuk, v'yidom Aaron, and Aaron was silent. And the Gemara continues with other people who described as well, including Shlomo, es lachashos ve'es ledaber, their times to be quiet, their times to speak, and each one, if done appropriately, is a moment of greatness. It is interesting that we have a pasuk from David in Tehillim, Lamed, Lema'an yizamercha kavod velo yido. There seems to be a goal to reach a point where we can sing and not be silent. That silence is a great level, not to complain, not to argue, to accept Hashem's judgment. But there would be a level, presumably even greater, that David strived for, which is, I imagine, related to Gamzu Letova, Leman Yizamercha, to actually be able to sing and react to something that doesn't go the person's way, the way they perceive it, with actually recognizing Hashem's hand. And perhaps that's David's goal in all of Tehillim, that no matter what happens to him, to continue to have this tremendous relationship with Hashem in a very ongoing and active way. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.